Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Immortality can only be granted to the Busters. Oh, and the Highlander.
Well, of course the Highlander. No, look, I'm not going to say it doesn't affect me in some way. I mean, it's not like I never get upset by like celebrity deaths, but there is a bright side to the whole thing of Harold Ramis dying. They're not going to make a shitty Ghostbusters 3 now.
Actually, I heard they're going to do it anyway.
Oh, yeah, because every sequel that's happened, you know, 10, 15 years past, you know, when the original came out has been so good.
Are you referring to Indiana Jones?
I'm referring to every movie that's been like that.
Well, I mean, I need to know more movies that had that gap between their sequel.
Star Wars.
What's that?
Star Wars, Indiana Jones, any reboot.
Okay, so anything George Lucas touches. So minus the George Lucas crap. Have there been any other movies that have a big gap of time between the sequel that automatically blow?
You know what? Any movie that generally has... There's been so few sequels that have actually been good that it's not even, like, really worth...
I don't know if I can agree with that. I think there's a lot of sequels that are very, very good.
Like?
Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Aliens.
When was the last time you watched Terminator 2? The movie does not hold up.
Are you shitting me?
Nope.
Terminator, you are out of your mind.
Terminator 2, pretty garbage.
You are out of your mind.
James Cameron's movies are all special effects, and it's all, oh, look how much we're pushing this. And then, like, 20 years later, when all the special effects are garbage in comparison to what we have nowadays, the movies don't hold up. The stories just aren't that good. How could...
The T-1000 effects, they do hold up, though.
How could the Terminator travel back in time, but without any science fiction weaponry? Couldn't he just put a gun in his stomach?
Like, no, they actually established that in the first Terminator.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
See, and you like Doctor Who.
The Terminator... No, you can't win an argument by throwing something back in my face. We're talking about Terminator.
Saying that you like Doctor Who?
Yeah. You do that every time.
Fuck. All right. I got to pick something else. That's the one thing I know you like that I hate the most. I can't think of anything else. But the fact you don't like Terminator, that's ridiculous. That is a classic film.
Terminator 2.
I bet you'll tell me that Citizen Kane's a good movie.
It is.
It's not the most boring, slow-paced piece of shit ever made.
Sure, we'll throw that back in my face of the fact that I like a movie that everyone else in the world considers to be the greatest movie of all time.
That's not accurate. People are slowly coming around on that movie.
No, they're not.
They're realizing it's actually crap. It has not aged well.
Yes, it has. I'm not even going to argue this because all you're doing is deflecting from the fact that Terminator 2 is a bullshit
Terminator
movie.
Terminator 2 is not a bullshit movie. It's got special effects that still hold up. The story is fine. Yes, they do. They still hold up.
It looks like garbage.
Have you watched the HD remastering on Blu-ray?
Last week.
On Blu-ray.
Yes.
The remaster.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
It's garbage.
You're a liar. You are lying to my face You are lying to my face
wrong.
The effects hold up. The movie is good.
Storyline doesn't make any sense.
It's a fucking time travel movie.
Doesn't make any sense.
How does it make any sense?
There's plot holes.
Plot holes
the size of James Cameron's next movie, The Abyss.
Tell me plot holes, please. The Abyss sucks. That's an awful movie.
The whole time travel element makes no sense.
Well, explain. Doesn't
follow anything that happens on in Terminator 3.
Okay, so wait. The second movie, you're crucifying the second movie for events in the third movie.
And the fourth.
Oh, God, not the fourth.
See what I'm saying? That whole franchise is
not defending the franchise here. Talking about Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Although I actually like Terminator 3.
You do?
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it clearly was not as good as 2 or 1, but it had its moments.
The reason why it was bullshit was the Terminator and Terminator 3, Christina Locken, was nowhere near as cool as Robert Patrick.
Yes.
So why even try?
Yes, true.
They shouldn't even have had a Terminator.
He should have been fighting air.
it should have been like the Terminator and Eddie Furlong like drinking coffee together at a coffee shop for 2 hours. I would rather watch that.
Yeah, Eddie Furlong was in that movie because I think he had too many problems with the drugs.
Yeah.
Problems with the drugs.
Exactly. Anyway, welcome to Babble.
Movie Talk.
Welcome to Babble on 5.
Movie Talk.
The Babylon 5 podcast. I am your host.
I wanted to call it Battlestar Galactica Forum.
I'm your host, Eugene, and with me as always is my
Chet.
Co-host, Chet.
Ah, it's snowing. It's garbage.
I know it's garbage. I'm so
fucking done with this winter.
All right, so listeners of Game Classy, if we are not on in 2 weeks, it's because either myself or Steve has shot ourselves.
But no, of this. I'd go outside and freeze Shining style.
Steve's sitting there out there in like a hedge maze. I can actually see that.
I will chase someone through the hedge maze with an axe first, though.
After
probably Jaleel White.
After Jaleel. After this winter, I can honestly see why the suicide rates are so high in the Scandinavian countries. This is awful. I like have not.
Well, also, their insurance might pay out for suicides.
Well, whatever. But it's so awful here that it's just I can't go outside for more than 15 minutes just because I'm like, God damn it. And I just walk back inside.
There is a direct correlation between higher suicide rates and whether or not an insurance companies pay out for suicides. Believe it or not. Are you all right?
No, wait. Sorry.
Are you all right?
I zoned out for a second.
You okay?
I was thinking of the plot of Terminator 2, and I fell asleep.
The movie's fucking good. You're crazy. I think you're just trolling me. I think you're just like...
You're trolling me! You're trolling me!
I think you are. I think you're making up gobbledygook.
Hey, speaking of people who are trolling their fans, Games Workshop released the Titan.
Only $170. 6 inches.
I don't want to. We're not going to talk too much.
I want that fucking. I want that Nazi with the flamethrower chainsaw.
You mean
awesome.
Hitler?
It's not Hitler.
It's Mecha Hitler.
It's super Hitler.
Didn't you ever see Wolfenstein?
Dude, Mecha Hitler. But you can see his face, yeah. And he's got double chain gun hands.
Yeah,
I believe he goes, "Die, Allied Schweinhund."
I just wanted to comment on the fact that originally, when it was released, when the previews or whatever was released for it, they were like, "It's 8 inches of solid titan-y plastic," and they're like, and someone was like, "No, it's 6 inches." And then all of a sudden, like, it changes. So it's 6 inches of titan-y plastic. It's 170 bones. I mean, people are gonna.
That's insane.
Yeah, I don't
like,
even.
Like, if you said 70, I'd be like, that's still pretty ridiculous, but it's Workshop, so yeah, okay, got it,
pretty much.
But a fucking 170.
$170.
And it was, the Canadian price is insane, and I think the New Zealand price was super insane. And obviously the Australian price is going to be ridiculous.
That's what they get for being convicts.
I was going to say that's what they get for opening Outback Steakhouse, but.
Go Outback tonight.
No rules, just right.
Let's not talk bad about the Bloomin' Onion.
My question.
You know, the Bloomin' Onion is amazing.
No, you can,
it's the greatest thing Australia's given to us.
You can get that at Chili's, right? Yeah. And I think Chili's actually had it first.
No. The Bloomin' Onion is the most amazing thing Australia has ever given to us, next to Yahoo, Sirius, and Paul Hogan.
Oh, Paul Hogan. You'll be in my thoughts.
I almost said Paul Bunyan, but Minnesota gave us Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, I believe Paul Bunyan is American. I actually was thinking about it the other day. A, it's really interesting that we have so many foreign listeners.
I was thinking that too.
Like, it's just kind of like, huh, all right.
You know why we have foreign listeners?
I think it's because they like our accent.
And I also think the fact that all Americans are like, are they talking about 40K? No. They talk about Malfo? No. I ain't listening to them. I'm going to roll some dice and flip some cards.
That's because they're all tuning into the Michigan Poker Hour.
Oh, someone gave the...
Ray and Sal.
Ray and Sal! Wait, am I Ray or am I Sal?
You're Ray.
Oh, I'll say.
I'm Sal.
All right. Michigan Poker Hour. God damn the Michigan Poker Hour.
Sons of bitches.
One day we'll overtake them in the ratings. If we ever get past the goddamn, Webkinz podcast.
Fucking Webkinz.
Oh, God, it's disgusting. Oh,
I mean, Webkinz were actually a pretty interesting concept when they came out.
Oh, yeah, it's
for little kids.
People really got into Webkinz.
Yeah, it was very good product, I guess I should say. Like, not for me, but a solid product. Although, I am very fucking surprised that there's a fucking podcast about it.
Well, there's a podcast about everything.
I guess that's true.
Before we actually get into more games.
Butt slamming grannies? Is there a podcast about butt slamming grannies?
I hope so. I hope it's on streaming video.
Yeah, dog.
Before we get into more gaming stuff, I just want to say a comment, because I know I'm not going to be on Pat's Retro Game Review podcast anytime soon because of his child. By the way, congrats, Pat. He had a baby.
Bye, Pat. Life's over.
He personally had a baby. He pushed it out through his urethra.
Ow.
Yeah.
I thought you pooped him out.
It's not a poop baby.
No, I thought that was the normal process. Oh, yeah. I thought it was pooping
out. Well, it's because Pat practiced Kegels every day for a month. I made that joke in another podcast, too, so you'll hear it twice. But, yeah, I'm not going to be on there. I just want to say that Twitch plays Pokemon, is the biggest cancer to hit the internet of all time. Ever since, like, since the invention of Imgur memes, or like that whole wave took over, this Twitch Plays Pokemon has been the most awful thing I've ever seen on the internet.
It's pretty funny.
It is awful. I can't, like, go on the internet anymore to any of the sites that I like. And not just Reddit. I'm talking, like, any site that I like without seeing this bullshit.
Yeah, it was the most – it's because it's the most popular thing that fucking ever launched, ever.
It's awful.
It's kind of impressive.
I really liked
seeing the phenomenon, and it was pretty funny. Like, the thing about it is that the thing I'm surprised by it is, like, I watched it. I did some fucking input commands. I played with it a little bit. It was funny. It was like, ah, this fucking idiot. He can't even, because, you know, I played those Pokemon games when they first came out. So it's like, he can't even go left. He's going right. But, like, that was it. Like, I went on once, watched it once, played dicked around with it.
You have to remember that there are people.
Thought it was funny, and then turned off. And I was like, well, that was amusing. And then suddenly it's just like everywhere. I'm like, how does it have this enduring popularity? And I think it's because it's the first thing on Twitch that's interactive.
Well, it's true. I won't lie about that, but it's also bullshit. it's stupid. And it's also part of Pokemon.
The fact that it's trolling you is awesome.
I mean, it's not as bad as Terminator 2 Judgment Day, but...
Next thing you're going to tell me the movie The Money Pit's bad.
You love The Money Pit.
What about The Burbs? I like The Burbs, too.
I like The Burbs. The Burbs is not as good as it could be, but... It's solid.
Yeah,
it falls apart in the third act. But aside from that,
I also like the movie Stripes.
Oh, who doesn't like Stripes? All right, let's get into some.
I'm sure somebody out there is like, Stripes is fucking stupid.
Bill Murray haters. It's probably Bill Murray who says that.
I love Bill Murray.
No one will believe you.
No one will ever believe you.
No one will ever believe you. All right, so let's talk about some Kickstarter stuff because
more like poop starter. Are we going to talk about Legends of Andrea or whatever the fucking that Super Dungeon Explorer game is?
Arcadia
Quest. Super Dungeon Explorer totally ripped off this game.
Arcadia Quest is bullshit.
Arcadia Quest, they worked hard on it. They worked hard on creating the unique chibi design and dungeon-based gameplay.
Okay.
And then fucking Super Dungeon Explorer comes along and steals their thunder. Hot garbage.
Steals their thunder and their lightning. Their chibi thunder and their chibi lightning.
Oh, it's so kawaii. Kawaii desu ne.
Big eyes, tears come out, wilting flower. I don't even know. So for those who are unaware of what's going on, Cool Mini or not, who, God bless them.
Freedom!
This are backing their next Kickstarter, which I've kind of been waiting to see what they were going to do next, because they did Wrath of Kings, and they hadn't done anything for a while. It's been a couple months. It's been almost like 4-5 months since their last Kickstarter, and I was kind of wondering what they were going to do. So they release Arcadia Quest, which is in design, not necessarily rule design, but in like...
Rule design, it's nothing like Super Dungeon Explorer.
But in every other aspect, it's very, very similar to Super Dungeon Explorer. From their character design to like their tokens...
To the monster design.
To the monster design, to even how the maps kind of look. All very, very similar to Super Dungeon Explorer.
Which has got to really be a fucking like kick in the teeth, because Soda Pop Miniatures... worked with Cool Mini or not when they made fucking Super Dungeon Explorer.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Super Dungeon Explorer. And that's the weird thing about it is I don't know if there's like a rift between Cool Mini or not or Super... And,
yeah, maybe
Soda
there
Pop.
Is. That this makes me think that if there wasn't a rift already, there's going to
be
one
now. And I know because as we all know, Soda Pop Minis hasn't been really on top of things. Relic Knights. So there's just some issues involved with that makes me think that maybe there's something going on. Not to say that Arcadia Quest...
Relic Knights are like a Saturday morning cartoon special that you really wanted to see, and you like almost you saw like just the end of it, like the credits, and you're like, ah, well, I'll catch it when they rerun it, and they never rerun it.
Or it's like those cartoons that you'd see in the like late 80s, early 90s, where they'd only have one episode, like the pilot episode, and show it over and over and over again, and you'd always be like, oh, it's a new episode of Arcadia Quest. I can't wait to see it. And they turn out and it's the same fucking episode over and ever. Yeah. I mean, not to say that Arcadia Quest is a bad looking game. It
looks fine.
A lot of I can't make heads or tails of how the hell the game's played.
It's basically a raid based game, like a WoW raid.
Yeah.
Where every player has multiple heroes to control, and they're all trying to accomplish the same goal faster than one other, I believe. Oh wait, go back up there. Is that Candy and Cola?
No.
Yeah, it is. That is Candy and Cola. No. 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 No, it's not. It's the chick in the armor. All right, I thought her weapon was a soda bottle, because I was about to go like, oh, it looks like soda pop miniatures isn't that mad at them after all.
But they do have a big bunny that's got rabbit teeth that's called Nibbles. That's kind of funny.
It's about as funny as Citizen Kane, which means not funny.
It's not supposed to be funny.
Or good.
I'll tell you what, Steve. How about you stand in a circle naked and travel back in time and stop Citizen Kane from being made?
I would. I fucking would. Although, see, I couldn't do anything to Orson Welles because I like Orson Welles, especially because of all the hilarious Orson Welles jokes from The Critic. Ah, yes. Rosebud, frozen peas, full of delicious country goodness and green penis. Oh, that's terrible. Well, just a handful for the road.
I think we should just make that segment right there where you did that and I did the Terminator music. That'll be our opening for this episode.
Grandma Mabel's fish sticks. Oh, God, they're even better raw. Oh, it's good stuff.
That's so bad. I don't necessarily... I wouldn't not recommend buying the game. The game looks literally... The rules look... like it's straight out of an anime, which means it's incomprehensible to my Western eyes and ears. But whatever. It's not like – it's a little expensive.
Japanese game rule sets are actually really interesting. I picked up a translated Japanese RPG, and a lot of their RPGs use playing cards instead of dice, because dice, not common, like the multi – you know, the seven dice sets, not common in Japan. No. It's actually really easy.
Because the emperor probably banned them or something.
No, it just never really...
never caught on?
No, it was never like a thing there. Like, D&D did not come out there in the 70s. But they have an RPG culture because of video games.
Yeah.
So a lot of their RPGs kind of play like the video games.
And also, what did Nintendo put out before it put out video games? Playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, so the game had very simple mechanics. And it played like a JRPG on like SNES or something. Like,
yeah.
That's how it played. It was kind of cool. It was like the enemies would be like, you're the enemies. Here's your party. Do your attacks. Play your cards. Exactly.
Wait, is that Mega Man?
That was actually Punch Out.
Oh, Punch Out. Okay.
But Punch Out fucking rules.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I was able to defeat Iron Mike.
You know what? I don't think I ever actually played it all the way through. I had it.
Love that game.
This Arcady Quest, it's $100 for minimum. So that's kind of expensive. But you get a lot of shit in there. So I'm not going to...
Yeah.
I mean, it's $100.
It's like, you know what? If you like it, get it.
Yeah.
I think it's a little shady that they're kind of screwing over one of their business partners. But I've heard that the dude who like owns / calls the shots for Cool Mini or Not, not the coolest guy in the world.
What? So the name is completely misleading?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Also, there's a Super Dungeon Explorer.
Yeah, Super Dungeon Explorer is doing a Kickstarter for their third expansion set, which looks pretty good.
Most important thing about it, everything is assembled in the box.
Yeah.
No gluing together figures.
Because I have the core set, which was, it was really cool. Everything was assembled. Then I got the couple of the expansion sets, and they all had to be assembled. However, anything that comes in like the core box is fully assembled. So I think
that was the second edition of the base game.
Yeah,
I think the original everything came apart.
Yeah, the Princess Mario Link one that they did, I don't remember which one, Caverns of Roxor, I think it was. That one came all fully assembled, and the Castlevania one came fully assembled. So I thought that was cool.
Fucking Castlevania, that game's great.
No, it's not. Castlevania is really great IP and really cool concept. However, the gameplay of the original Castlevania, not very good.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's super hard.
It's super hard.
It's super fucking hard.
Are you excited about Dark Souls 2? Speaking of super hard,
fuck,
games.
Dude, that's all I'm gonna be doing.
I know.
My evenings, I'm looking in the future. Here's my evening: go to the gym, go home, play Dark Souls 2 until I pass out. Go to work, go to the gym, go home, play Dark Souls 2 until I pass out. Go to work, go to the gym, play Dark Souls 2. Go home, go play Dark Souls 2 until I fucking pass out. That's all I'm going to be doing.
And after 2 weeks, you've gotten past the first enemy you've accomplished.
I'll probably get to the second boss at least. Okay. I'm a Dark Souls veteran.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, but you know what? I'm not the type of guy that really likes hard, challenging games. I like a game that has a better, that has a really good story. That's what I prefer.
Well, those games are few and fucking far.
I know. It's that, but that's why I only own maybe a dozen games for my PS3. It's more of an expensive Netflix machine. So
I mean, I own a small amount of games for mine as well, but I mean, I play the hours I spent, I sink into them as a.
Yeah, normally if it's a game. By the way, I know we're talking a lot about video games in there, and I do have stuff.
Whatever, our podcast is called Game Classy.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Board Game Classy.
Tabletop Game
Besides,
Classy.
Fucking Euro games. Euro games are worse than Citizen Kane.
But not as bad as Terminator 2.
That's so weird that, like, you fucking, like, that's so.
It's not
that's
good.
That's so bizarre.
It's not a good movie.
You're a madman. Next thing you say, like, Ghostbusters isn't funny.
Oh, I think Ghostbusters is funny. Ghostbusters is finally starting to get. The age is starting to show on Ghostbusters. I just watched it the other day, and I'm like, this movie looks really old, like, at this point.
Yet Citizen Kane is just okay.
Yeah, it's because it's classically done. It's timeless.
It's about as timeless as my colon, which means to say it poops.
Oh, okay.
And will probably eventually get cancer and kill me someday.
What was this?
Kids right. With ass cancer.
I can't even remember what I was talking about. So on the last Retro Game Review podcast, Pat B was like all about the Walking Dead game, the one that's just, you know.
The adventure game.
Yeah,
the point-and-click adventure game.
The one that's completely based off dialogue.
Yeah, it's a point-and-click adventure game.
You and I have yelled at him all the time, play Mass Effect, play Mass Effect, play Mass Effect.
He's like, I also yelled at him to play the Walking Dead game, too. Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to play that. It's just people talking. I'm like, God damn it.
I had that argument with him. I was like, yeah. I was like, Pat, your reasoning is so bad.
Yeah.
Go back and play Call of Duty, please. I'm sorry, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Gonna play some duties. Actually, no, a really cool board game I saw.
Hey, kid, shouldn't you be in bed? Isn't it your bedtime?
Not in the UK, you wanker! God bless the Queen!
No, that happened. That happened with my friend. He got shit-talked by a little British kid. It was hilarious.
God bless the Queen and all the colonies!
I don't think he actually said that, but he definitely called him a wanker. And I was like, dude, you just got called a wanker on the internet.
He's probably sitting on his bed with his big red coat and big furry tall hat, playing the game. Bad teeth.
Mm.
Eating curry.
Curry?
That's what they eat there. They all eat curry.
What?
That's right. I'm being stereotypical of the UK. Right, Australia? They suck.
Whatever, man. UK, I got your back. Australia blows.
New Zealand's like, we're here too.
Hey, I like New Zealand.
Yeah.
New Zealand looks like the most beautiful country possible.
It kind of looks like a wiener that got cut in half.
I'm not talking about the shape of the fucking land. I'm talking about standing there and looking. It looks like it might be the most beautiful country.
Let me imitate New Zealand for you. You're standing there. Close your eyes.
All right, hang on.
All right.
Oh, I see a kiwi. No. I'm going to chase it.
No, you're standing there. You see the green pastoral fields, and this is all you hear.
What about kiwi bird? I love kiwi birds. They're so cute. Right. Although, kiwi birds lay an egg bigger than their body. It's ridiculous. It's not bigger, but it's like the fucking size of their body.
Some things just need to be extinct. Speaking of New Zealand.
How dare you trash talk the kiwi? Look, I'll stand for you talking about Terminator 2, but not the fucking kiwi.
It's a shit bird.
You're awful. Steve. You're awful. Worse than Hitler.
It's not as good as the bald eagle.
Fuck the bald eagle.
The most majestic
Our fucking national
ever.
Bird should have been the turkey like Benjamin Franklin intended.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Speaking of New Zealand, really cool game that I came across, Shipwrights of the North Sea. There's about 2 weeks left on it. It looks gorgeous. It's a two-player card game.
But just like your opinion, man.
it is a fight game. You can fight against your opponents.
Is it fantasy?
It is. No, it's Viking-based.
Ooh.
But I love the artwork on it. If you want to take a look right there, I would take a look for it on Kickstarter. It is...
Pixar.
It's Pixar
it's,
style.
It's Pixar Vikings.
Yeah. It's not quite as clean as Pixar. And
well, it is illustrations, not CG.
Yeah, it's illustrations. It's gorgeous. And I think, from what I saw the gameplay, I really liked it. Here's the big problem with it. The shipping on it is ridiculous because it's coming from New Zealand.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, how much is 34 New Zealand dollars? What does that convert to in bison dollars?
In real dollars? No, that's bison dollars. We're trying to figure out how it costs to real dollars.
Well, bison dollars transfers a rate of one bison dollar for is worth 5 British pounds once he kidnaps their queen.
Okay, how many stones is that?
Stones.
How many furlongs can I get to the Hawks?
Dude,
head,
Steve? This product's made by Shem Phillips. That's Shem. A fucking sweet name. Shem.
It's a biblical name.
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, it is. I think Shem was one of Noah's kids, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Okay. Those who are listening in the Bible Belt can email Steve.
No one's going to listen to this in the Bible Belt. At least I hope not. I hope they know that they're I was about to get all sassy on that.
Yeah, it's 34 New Zealand dollars, which I think is slightly slightly cheaper in the U.S., so I think it probably, let's say $28.
Okay. Generally, when I see foreign currency, I assume it's always stronger than the U.S. dollar.
The almighty dollar?
Unless it's the yen. I know the conversion rate for the yen.
But it's 10 New Zealand dollars shipping outside, so I mean, that's kind of expensive added on to that.
$10 shipping isn't that bad.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I do recommend it. Take a look at it. It's 2 to 5 players, and you're basically building boats. You're building long ships to try and take over other colonies. It looks really nice. It looks like a really well put together. I would like to see the cards when you actually get them, if they're like a quality card, you know, it's the card stock, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, if they have the playing card stock.
Yeah, whatever have you. I would like to see that. It looks like it's cool.
Yeah, it does look pretty good.
Shipwrights of the North Sea. However, there's another Kickstarter coming out that's making me laugh very hard. Let me give you a hint.
Germathrons?
Penis.
The dark.
Penis. Yes. The Dark Sword Miniatures Germ Masterworks Major Line Expansion. Steve, for the modest price of $160, you could get all 8 figures.
Is it funded?
Yes.
It's funded. Of course it's funded.
It's funded. You get 11 miniatures for $160. Granted, they are bigger than normal, and you could also get the George R. R. Martin figure.
Are they metal? Because that's actually not that outrageous. Yeah, it's like metal. That's like slightly more than $10 a figure.
Yeah. But you could get the George R. R. Martin metal figure.
The scribe of Westeros. they didn't give him his old man hat though.
For the low price of $160. For the price of one Titan. You can own 11 Game of Thrones figures that look like
nothing.
Yeah,
I guess it's really silly when you look at it in a big group and you're like, wow, $160 for 11 figures. But when you're playing Warhammer and you've bought all those like characters and upgrades for your units, you've spent far more than $160 for probably less than 11 figures. But you didn't do it all at once, so it didn't look as silly.
Exactly. That's the problem, is it looks really silly when you buy it for $160. The figures are all right.
Lady in waiting with puppy. And finally, SEPTA free bonus miniature. Get a free SEPTA.
SEPTA free bonus miniature. That's her name in the show.
SEPTA free bonus miniature. M'lady.
You've been really obsessed with that lately on the Facebook page.
Oh, man. It's because I keep running into like the best fucking like fedora tipping stories. Like this has been the week of fedora tipping stories.
Yeah.
That's why. M'lady.
Yeah.
A limited edition female sorceress. Finally.
Well, there's a bunch of figures that you could add on that are non-GURM related. But it's just, I don't know. Like, for me, there's no, you're just buying statues at that
fucking
point.
Fucking J.R. Mormont, though.
Jor.
Looks like J.R.
It's Jor.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
Pronounce it correctly.
J.R.
You'd get mad at me if I mispronounce some anime character incorrectly.
You'd never try.
Yanuasha? Is that Yanuasha?
Inuyasha. Oh, Davos Seaworth, the Onion Knight. That's pretty sweet.
He's half a hand.
Grandmaster Pycelle.
Grandmaster Flash.
Fucking old dude is all like acting all decrepit, but he's banging hookers left and right.
He's got a wiener hand out.
A big wiener. Viserys Targaryen, the Beggar King.
Targaryen.
He's not getting melted by gold though.
What spoilers? Don't you remember what happened?
Sorry. Barristan Selmy.
Remember what happened? I put up a damn picture of Ned Stark getting his head cut off. You would have thought that I fucking...
Yeah, it was covered up, too. It was covered up, too, with the Classy logo. I was the man that
cut Ned Stark's head off.
The best is it was covered with the Classy logo. Yes. Honestly, these kind of suck. Like, honestly, I'm just going to throw it out there. These kind of suck ass.
Yeah, I mean, I own a bunch of figures for Dark Sword. I like them. I think they're very high quality. Their swords bend very easily, and they're very hard to get back into, like, proper shape. They're very thin. They're very fiddly. A lot of the detail isn't too pronounced, which makes it look nice, but at the same time, it's very hard to paint to make it look good. Yeah, I recommend them if you're looking for 32mm Game of Thrones figures that don't look anything like the TV show. If you're into that, you could find some game to use them for.
They don't have any. They don't have any Frazetta style rockin' tits chicks though.
Rockin' tits chicks. Can we start a Kickstarter called Frazetta style rockin' tits chicks?
And just make it all burly naked dudes. It's all Conan.
It's our army for Beyond the Gates of Antares.
It's all different Conan sculpts.
Beyond the Gates of Antares.
Beyond the Gates of Antares, you'll find poop men and possibly good figures in power armor, but they might turn out looking like poop men.
All right. Next up, do we talk about... Is this your Game of Antares?
It is actually blatantly ripped off from an animated film called Star Chaser, The Legend of Orin.
Is it anime?
It is not, actually. It was animated by a Korean studio, but everything's fucking animated by a Korean studio.
North or south?
What do you think? The one that isn't starving to death.
West. did we talk about Mutant Chronicles? Did we talk about Mutant Chronicles?
The RPG?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah.
All right. That's ending in a week, so I wanted to check on that one.
Yeah, that's all a big deal.
I think I would have swore we would have talked about this because we love talking about it. And
pretty sure we did.
Not talking about Cronopia.
Pretty sure we did talk about the Mutant Chronicles RPG. You know, personally, not interested.
Not interested?
I think it's bad. It's just like I played.
This is bad!
Everyone knows if I think it's bad, I'm going to fucking say it.
Oh, I remember that the figures are being done by Protos.
They are? Okay.
Yeah.
It's they've teamed up. They're in the same bed. Yeah, it seems like that franchise would work best for me as a board game.
Yeah?
Because I had a Mutant Chronicles board game, and I fucking loved it. It was so fun.
There's no reason Protos couldn't put out a Mutant Chronicles board game.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they do. Like, if they reprinted that board game, because I'm sure they have the access to the assets.
Yeah, I'm sure that they could easily get the...
I would buy that.
The rules with just updated figures, maybe updated boards.
There were three expansions for it. I never got one of the expansions. I wanted them, but they were pretty expensive and I was a kid.
One was Dicks of Capital. The other one was Vaginas of Bauhaus.
No, they were...
Bauhaus Vaginas is a great name for a punk band, by the way. An early 80s punk band.
Or a German techno synth pop band.
Yeah. Boop, 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 well, that's just called Bauhaus.
No, you gotta have Bauhaus Vaginas because it's already Bauhaus.
I know, but I'm just saying that's what it would be. Just be Bauhaus. Not that Bauhaus is bad. I like Bauhaus. I don't know if you like Bauhaus.
Yeah, they're all right.
Bauhaus.
I normally hate almost all music, so I'm not a. I'm never.
However, if it's German synth pop, Steve's all over that.
I don't want to be your sex object. I have no feeling, no self respect. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, all of Steve's influences. Bauhaus, Kraftwerk, Hasselhoff.
Kraftwerk. Javier Kraftwerk. I like that board game was so fucking fun, though. I played it with everybody. I loved
everybody.
That board game. Everybody. I fucking loved that board game. It was so good. There were like 25 scenarios in it. Man, it was fucking great.
Yeah.
It was really fucking good. Like every what the fuck do they call them? I think they're the corpse. They're called corpse. The factions.
There's capital.
No. I know all the names of the factions, but like I meant overall as like a group. I think do they just refer to them as corpse?
I guess.
All right. Well, whatever. Each of the corpse had like two. They had two guys.
Yeah.
You had two figures for the corpse, so like each player would get two models to move around fighting all the monsters. Oh, it was fucking sweet. I would definitely buy it. That's one game that I never actually got the chance to track down and buy. Because I have a feeling I would never find a sealed copy of it.
But, I'll tell you what. If I find a good copy out there somewhere in my searching, I'll let you know.
All right, you let me know.
Yeah, not the West Wind game, but the original.
Yeah, it's a board game, and it's called Mutant Chronicles something something, the board game.
Mutant Chronicles, Bauhaus Vagina.
Bauhaus Vagina, yes. All right. That was it. Sex object. An object is spelled with a K.
This is from East Germany. What the fuck? It's got a big hammer and sickle on it.
Yeah, dog.
Did it come out before or after the fall of communism? I don't remember.
Before.
Was it 89? Before 89?
Communism didn't fall in 89.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, really? They were still the Soviet Union in the 90s.
No, Soviet Union fell, I think, directly in 1990. German Wall came down in 89.
I can't really remember because I remember Captain Planet, the opening of Captain Planet, the first season, they say, from the Soviet Union, Linka, and then...
Well, she obviously grew up in the Soviet Union.
Because after they said they changed it, like in the later seasons, they changed it to Russia because there was no longer a Soviet Union.
Well, they probably went into pre-production during the 1980s.
Wheeler, the tiger is very angry.
Well,
thanks a lot, Mati. We could tell he was angry because he's got Kwame's head in his mouth. Let our powers combine.
Well, as I am saying, the...
I think we should fuck Game Classy. Fuck any other podcast ideas. We should just do an audio show of Captain Planet.
By your powers combined.
Right.
I am Bauhaus Vagina.
You be the villains and captain, and okay. I'll be the Planeteers.
Okay. I don't remember how any of them sounded.
Well, there was Simon Greedley, who was a pig man. Okay. He kind of sounded like this. Like, oh, I'm going to get those Planeteers.
So why don't you just do all the voices?
All right, fine. I'll just do all the voices. I'll do my own fucking podcast. I don't need you.
How are you going to pay for the bandwidth?
I don't know. I'll do a Kickstarter. I'll do a Kickstarter for the Captain Planet Power Hour.
How are you going to get the rights from Ted Turner?
I don't know. Assassinate Ted Turner?
I don't think that's possible. I think he is Captain Planet.
He might be. Although he'd probably beat me up with his mecha suit.
Mecha Ted Turner. Mecha Ted Turner.
I've got this under control.
I don't know a good transition from that to this.
There is none.
Speaking of shitty...
Don Cheadle as Captain Planet.
That was pretty good, if you can look that up online. Speaking of shitty Euro games, Kingdom Builder, the big box Kickstarter edition, actually looks really good. It is a Euro game. Steve will hate it.
The game's already out.
I know, but it's like a big
box. That's from Rainier Knizia.
Yeah. Queen Games. But they're doing like a big box Kickstarter version. There's a week left in it from today, so 6 days from tomorrow.
See, now that is a super bullshit Kickstarter.
Yeah? Why?
Because that game is already, by all accounts of being a board game, a smash success.
It's huge.
Like, that's a big board game. Like, people really like that game.
Yeah, so, and it's $72 and it's or $75 and it's a little
like
expensive.
that's kind of bullshit.
It's a deluxe edition, so you get a bunch of shit.
Still kind of bullshit. Like, they could just release it, unless it's
like the Kraken,
unless
or the Titan.
The sole exception to this being that is never coming out as a normal release, and it's only ever going to be on the Kickstarter. If that's the case, if you can only get it as a special edition Kickstarter thing, not bullshit. If they release that as a normal title, total bullshit.
It looks interesting. I'm once again, it's very European, so the rules, like, I'll have to have someone explain to me the rules, preferably in either a German or French accent. And if they could do that, I will probably play this game.
Je m'appelle Steve. Today we are going to play Kingdom Builder. Hope you can enjoy it, Joe.
Bush boy.
What the fuck was that?
Russian.
Comrades! Dostrovia!
Dostrovia! Mein Gott! Wait, that's German.
That's German!
Kraftwerk von Dunkelhaus. I don't know German. I don't need to know other languages. I'm American. The only country we border that matters is Canada. And they're just our hat.
Canada's awesome. They're so friendly over there. Yes. All very polite.
Yes, that's
hey, you want to hear a Canadian knock-knock joke?
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's me. Sorry to bother you.
That's okay.
Now you say sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So polite and apologetic.
It's because their veins are filled with the sweet, sweet nectar of maple syrup trees.
You know, apparently, this actually is true. I don't know if this is fucking fact or not because it seems so ridiculous. But apparently someone in the Canadian government had to make an official statement that they did not douse their money in maple syrup. That's nice.
I like the fact that millions of gallons were stolen from a maple syrup reserve in Toronto.
Yeah.
Or Quebec, somewhere. But the fact
it's brown gold, baby.
I like that story for multiple reasons. One, that someone stole syrup, and the other one, that there is a maple syrup reserve.
Hey, dude. Shit's worth money.
Well, yeah, it's worth money, but it's not, it's like someone's stealing from the maple syrup reserves. Oh, no.
It does make for a funny story.
I mean, I like maple syrup as much as the next guy on my pancakes, but I eat pancakes maybe twice a month, maybe.
I haven't eaten a pancake in a very long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I do like myself some flapjacks, though.
My daughter really likes pancakes, so we have it every other weekend. We have it as like a treat for her. She likes pancakes. But that's about it. I'm not going to go.
I do like flapjacks.
You like the flapjacks? You like the Johnny Cakes? Johnny Cakes.
Peter, eat your wheat cakes.
Why eat my wheat cakes? Bullshit. Shut up, Aunt May. Wheat cakes. What kind of bullshit is that? My wife tries to get me to eat wheat pasta. I'm like, no! When I throw it off the table.
I don't need
give
any
me that. White bleached flour pasta. It tastes better.
I don't need any of that crap.
Yeah. It's fucking wheat. But yeah, Kingdom Builder box, Big Box Kickstarter Edition. Looks fun. It's a really huge game. People are playing it. $75 is a lot, but you get a lot in the box set. As Steve says, if you want to be a dick, buy it.
It's all the impetus is entirely on the design company. If it's Kickstarter exclusive and it stays Kickstarter exclusive and you can never get it anywhere else, yeah.
So go down to Texas.
General release, garbage.
Go down to Texas, find the guy that's doing this, grab him by the shirt collar and shake him. Shake him good.
Intimidate him.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of local Kickstarters, the guy that you could actually go and grab from
Wreckage?
Here, No.
Oh, because Wreckage is local.
Yeah. No, this guy out in St. Charles is doing that T5 terrain set, the tactical topographical tabletop terrain tile city. It is gorgeous.
T5 is a better name for it.
Yeah, that's what it's called. T5. They had it up at a Dragstar, the local game store near here. I went and I took a look at it. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous terrain set.
Is it pre-painted?
I believe it is.
Maybe
it's not pre-painted. No, it's not pre-painted.
Oh.
But.
Womp, 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 womp,
womp. Is it pre-painted?
Well, I don't know. Because right now, Gale Force 9 Battlefield in the Box is still in the lead. Still in the lead. He's running out of time. Get down again. Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the dreams. It takes different strokes to move the world. Everybody's right. Got a special kind of story.
Right. Sorry.
Everybody's got a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Because it takes different strokes. It takes different strokes. It takes different strokes to move the world.
All right. So, looked it up. It does not come pre-painted. However, there is an option to have it pre-painted.
Nice.
Yes. It's a little expensive. But the pre-painted stuff, if it's like what I saw, it might actually be worth to buy it pre-painted.
Very good.
It is gorgeous. And if you play anything that's futuristic, and I'd say anything that is futuristic.
So 40K Infinity?
40K Infinity.
Dark Age?
Dark Age.
Those are all the sci-fi ones.
What's the Mantic one?
Oh, Dead Zone.
Any of that. I know Dead Zone has a lot of terrain already, but this is...
You can't go wrong with supplement.
No. If you play HeroClix, if you play superhero RPGs, go and look at this.
Rifts.
T5, if you play Rifts. The terrain is gorgeous, and it's really nice.
Is it handy here?
Yeah. Right,
take a look at this. Because the terrain I normally... My go-to terrain for people is Battlefield in the Box, because it's roughly... $15 to $35 for about every piece of terrain.
Yeah,
minus the really stupid tower one.
This is all MDF, but it's really solid construction. I looking at it and holding onto it and touching it in my hands, I was like, ooh, this stuff is really pretty.
Yeah, it's mostly because one of those things is like, I know I've done it, and I'm sure many miniatures players have done it, where you like buy a piece of terrain that you need to put together and paint, and you just never do.
Yeah.
Just never.
I'm pretty good about that. I normally will paint the shit that I buy. unless it's figures that are Clan War and or Confrontation. Then I just have them and I hoard them like gold, like small. I just I have them in my office in like a big pile and I lay it and it naked like smog. And my wife comes down here and I'm like, "Who are you?"
My belly covered in figures.
She's like, "Put on some pants." And I'm like, "No, Master Hobbit."
She's got to knock. She's got to use the black arrow to knock one figure out of your belly. So you have a tummy weakness.
Yeah, I'm like, "No, that's a Celt Cesar."
Then, then you can be slain. Okay, this stuff does look really good. T5, everybody.
Yeah,
T5.
He's a little guy. I'll give him my thumbs up.
All right, it looks really nice, actually.
I like how you're like, "No, wait, this is really
well,
nice."
Well, normally, yeah. Like, there's a certain level of unprofessionalism in, like,
MDF.
Kickstarters. Well, yeah. Just in Kickstarters in general, like, for people who've never done it before, mm-hmm. Especially things like terrain and, like, first person, like, first company miniatures. But those actually look very, very refined. That's the word I'm looking for.
Refined.
They're very refined. The paint jobs are nice. The presentation is good. Yeah, it's a good Kickstarter. Is it funded?
I believe it is, yeah.
Okay, good. That is a Kickstarter that deserves to be funded.
Okay. I also, another Kickstarter. I mean, this is going to be an all Kickstarter podcast, pretty much.
All right, isn't that what we already are?
Pretty much.
You got random bullshit, shit-talking GW, occasionally bringing up new privateer stuff, and Kickstarter. Those are the four things we are.
Yeah.
Oh, and sometimes singing. Although you can lump that into random bullshit.
Yeah. The character meeples.
And those are not by quarters, by the way.
I know you don't like meeples that much.
I think meeples are funny.
There's
there's a fucking bandito.
This guy, he's doing the character meeples. It's Meeple Source is the name of the company doing it. Character Meeples is the name of the Kickstarter. He's actually doing like like individual meeples. I came across this.
God, there's a goddamn bandito.
I came across. If you go down, there's like hundreds and thousands of them. I came across this through Tiny Epic Kingdoms. They're
doing yeah, because
like,
they got license of lizard folk, halflings, elves, dwarves, dark elves, the Order of Gamelin.
Yeah, the
got a centaur lady with rockin' boobs.
The problem is that the set for Tiny Epic Kingdoms for the custom meeples in order to have one for everything was like $116, and I'm like,
that's a lot of fucking meeples.
I don't need that many custom meeples. I'll go with the meeples that come in the box. I'll draw smiley faces on.
All right, you got Lords of Waterdeep with the gender for each class. Yeah, that's fucking sweet.
The Lords of Waterdeep
character germs. It's cool.
If you want to do some Forgotten Realms,
these are fucking cute. I love these. The conductor is awesome. Oh man, look at his little mustache. Everyone needs to buy these. There's a fucking luchador. Oh, and a minotaur. Holy shit. There's a Cthulhu, Pharaoh, Dark Dwarf, Mermaid. Yeah, this is fucking great. See, normally I hate meeples because they're fucking stupid. These aren't fucking stupid. These are awesome. I get a nun. Oh, man. I could totally have that nun get violated by this minotaur.
You know what I was actually thinking these meeples would be great with? Is that board game Rampage I played.
Yes, just random ones. Because you have like the ducky and the frog and the sumo in the building. And you knock it over. You're like, oh no, sumo!
The problem is they have to, the Rampage goes by colored meeples. Like, you have to have specific colors. But I mean, if you wanted to have like nuns be like one specific color.
My monster's attacking the nuns. The nunnery. Oh man, there's a fucking werewolf.
This is the worst town ever. It's filled with luchadors and nuns.
Luchadores. Es muy fuerte. Maximo Poder, Dr. Boom. It's a mad scientist. He's got a martini and a briefcase, and his head's a bomb. It's fucking awesome.
Steve, we've officially lost Steve.
oh, there's zombies of everything. There's a zombie nun and a zombie grandma. Oh man.
Oh, you mean something with gaming is having to do with nuns? Well, and with zombies?
Well, no, it's cool cuz they're the zombified versions of the regular figures.
That.
Oh man, and Sherlock Holmes. But wait, how can you do Sherlock Holmes without Moriarty and Dr. Watson?
Is it the Benedict Cumberbatch?
No, it's classic Holmes with the big pipe.
It's not
Benedict Cumberbatch. And there's a Spartan. Man, this is one of the fucking sweetest Kickstarters ever.
No, so there's no Cumbersnatch on there.
No Cumbersnatch. That's one of the fucking sweetest Kickstarters I've ever fucking seen. It's so awesome.
It's not super expensive. I mean, hypothetically, it's $10 for 8.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not ridiculous.
They're fucking super cute.
Yeah, I mean, and they're custom. And that's what I was saying. The problem is that the Tiny Epic Kingdoms, in order to get them all, was literally...
$106, I believe you said?
like something like that. It was pretty fucking expensive.
That's some serious scratch.
It was $80 for the 100-piece character set for Lords of Waterdeep, and the Tiny Epic Kingdoms is $110.
All right, that's pricey.
That's 16 factions, 7 pieces each.
Is there a one of everything option?
Let me see. Well, I mean, I'd have to like actually count it and see like how much it would, but there's no actual like purchase price for total. You could get 400 for $325.
That seems like a bargain.
Well, it is cheaper technically. yeah, you could, I don't know. So let's say, yeah, it's probably like $110. You can probably get the majority of the figures.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
I want the Luchador. I really, really, really want the Luchador.
Then just back it. You pay $10 and get eight Luchadors.
Can I pick the figures I want?
Yeah. Oh,
man.
I like how you're like, oh, man.
That's probably going to happen. Put that up on the Facebook page.
I will. No problem.
I got to have that.
How many days are left?
Got to have a Luchador.
Oh, no. There's only 15 days left.
Oh, good. Whatever. There's plenty of time.
Plenty of time. And the last Kickstarter that made me laugh was, and it only made me laugh just because of the title. It's called The Clay That Woke. An RPG about Minotaurs.
Is it about the Golem?
No, it's about Minotaurs.
That sounds fucking sweet.
I know, but that's what it's just, that's the title. An RPG about Minotaurs.
Sounds awesome. Do you play as Minotaurs or do you battle Minotaurs? Or is it both?
Minotaurs in a human civilization sundered by a surreal trackless jungle, a wholly new RPG by the designer of My Life with Master. It just sounds weird. It looks bizarre. This looks like something straight out of, I don't know, like a pulp writer of the early 1900s. I don't know how good it is. You know, besides that,
is there sexy artwork?
It's like bizarre artwork. Like
an RPG about Minotaurs.
Like, look at that. That's just bizarre.
Oh, apparently, all right. It looks like you play as Minotaurs, like chit chatting through a labyrinth.
Yeah,
seems all
right. I mean, like, look at that. That's just, it's cool artwork, but
that's
just
very Fuck, who's the guy, the classical artist who does like the insane landscapes?
Like Dali?
Hieronymus Bosch, I think his
name
is.
Oh, yeah, that it's very, I'll give you that.
I'm sure I just butchered the fuck out of his name.
No, it's Hieronymus Bosch.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You got it right. Yeah, I mean, it's not, I don't know, but it does come with 90 die cut stickers with a commercial grade protective top coating and 90 wood tokens.
Stickers?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird as shit. Back this Kickstarter. Find out what it is. Tell us.
It's like, you get stickers and tokens. I'm assuming it's for playing in the game.
All right, fair enough, yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was funny that the title.
Well, if one of our listeners backs this Kickstarter,
yeah,
I'd appreciate to know more about it.
Yeah.
Especially about the stickers.
What if this guy was just, like, really into, like, Minotaur sex play? And, like, this is just his RPG for that.
I'm down for that.
Like, he's the type of guy that, like, comes into the bedroom, he's got, like, a fucking cow head on, and he's like, I am the Minotaur!
That guy sounds pretty awesome.
I know, I kind of want to do that myself.
I'd get the full hooves, though.
The furry pants?
Yeah, and I'd get wooden hooves, so they, like, clonk.
Clonk.
They do clonk, 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 clonk.
Oh, my
and
wife
then the,
did
the fuzzy pants, and they'd be like, fuzzy crotchless pants, cow head, big axe, yeah. And just like kick the door and be like, I am the Minotaur.
My wife didn't go for the smog cosplay, so
that's garbage. Did you want her to dress as smog?
No, I was on the big pile of miniatures.
Oh, I thought we were talking sexy time, not you on the
rider.
Miniatures. Barrel Rider. God, that movie was fucking good.
Then I went at her and I was like, roar, flapping my arms like wigs, and she just punched me in the face. It's not a fun night.
Well, sorry.
Then she made me pancakes.
Back to the pancakes.
Back to the pancakes.
Did you steal the maple syrup from the maple syrup reserve? Was it you? I fucking knew it.
You go into my garage, it's just filled with maple
just
syrup.
Jars of maple syrup.
It's like, oh.
In Canada, milk comes in bags.
Oh, what the fuck's wrong with that nation?
I don't know. Milk's gross.
Well, I mean, milk that comes in bags. I don't trust anything that comes in bags.
I just don't like milk. Milk is gross.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about?
Butts? We talked about butts.
No. We talked about the most extreme game ever. Dreadball Extreme.
Extreme.
Throw that ball.
And the crowd goes wild. Do you think you're man enough to step on the field of play? Do you think you're a sporter? Can you sports hard? Are you going to be sportsing in the future? Dreadball.
Dreadball.
Extreme.
Are the players gonna fuck you? They're gonna fuck you in the ass. Why are you doing National Geographic?
Because I didn't want to get sued by the NFL.
I was gonna do Treadball Extreme.
I was gonna do the Monday Night Football song, yeah. But I don't want to get sued by the NFL.
It's Treadball. It's on a cold winter day in February. Mantic Games released Treadball. God damn it, this fucking game.
Extreme.
Okay, now, first of all, it's a fucking sports ball game. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
I've said that about the first Red Ball when it came out.
I said that about Blood Bowl.
People...
From Blood Bowl on, when I saw Blood Bowl as a kid, as a little kid, deeply influenced by everything I saw, I fucking loved second edition 40K. I had an Eldar Codex and a bunch of Eldar figures. Never played the game until much later. But I was like, oh man, these are the coolest. I bought them entirely because I liked putting together models and painting them. And the Codex looked awesome. The art was sweet, and the painted miniatures were like, wow, these are so cool. And I saw Blood Ball, and I was like, Blood Bowl? Blood Ball? What the fuck is it? Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, why are ogres and knights playing football? That's fucking stupid. I was a fucking 7-year-old. I was 7, and I realized how stupid that game was.
Okay. Here's my fucking problem. I played Blood Bowl. It was fine, but in my entire life, I have never said, you know what I really feel like playing today?
Blood Bowl?
Blood Bowl. I can't wait to play Blood Bowl.
Extreme.
Now, they put out Dreadball, which is fine. There's Games Workshop said, all of those games our fans like playing and that we're making money off of, we shall not play them anymore. We shall not have it anymore. So Mantic
kind of sounded like a really weird-ass Liam Neeson right there. I didn't like it. It made me feel weird. Uncomfortable.
I have a very peculiar set of skills.
And I will kill you.
So kudos to Mantic for seeing that there was a hole in the system. Not that there wasn't 1,000 other fucking companies putting out Blood Bowl games, but...
Well, this one actually looks nice.
Well, I mean...
all the other ones look worse.
Yeah. Well, not that Blood Bowl was that great of a sculpted game anyway.
That's true.
So they decided to put out their own version of a sports ball game. It's not Blood Bowl! It's not football, guys! It's Dreadball!
It's like a rugby...
Oh, who the fuck cares? It's not American.
I think it's like a mashup. No, I think it's like a... I don't think it's actually based on a single game. I think it's a mashup. You know what it is? It's the fucking game they played in American Gladiators where they grabbed the balls out of the tub and they had to run to the other end of the thing and throw it into the fucking hole.
I wish I knew the American Gladiators theme song. I can't do it.
I'm pretty sure that was
I'm your host, Larry Zonka.
I'm pretty sure that was the American Gladiators.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And then Hulk Hogan was on there for a little while.
Yeah, he was on the new one.
You gotta get there, brother.
I'm Larry Zonka, and I'm gonna teach you about the American Gladiators.
And there was Laser and Blazer and Frost and Ice.
And Laser and Wolf and Laser Wolf.
They had every
the
Azer, every possible Azer. Airwolf? Fucking Airwolf. That's a great theme song.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, okay, in this game they're gonna shoot Nerf balls at you. If you get hit by a Nerf ball, you're out. Okay.
Get out of here. There you go. That's what that is.
Okay, so there you go.
Now everyone knows what Dreadball is.
Bum ba bum bum
Extreme. The convicts actually look pretty awesome.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Mantic could have used their talent, sculpting, and resources to put out some cool figures for their science fiction game,
Dead Zone,
which I would probably rather play than this. 1,000 times over would rather play other than this. But they put this out, and so for $150 though, 150 bones, you get a lot of shit. I'm not going to lie.
Mantic's always pretty generous with what you get.
Yeah. However, would I do it for $150? There is $150. I'd rather spend $150 on a lot of things. Not a Titan, but a lot of things.
$150 is not enough for a Titan.
You a Titan. Yeah,
sorry. Sorry, not enough. That really puts it all in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You could get $150 and buy Dreadball and get all that fucking shit.
But.
Or you could spend more than that and get a fucking little 6-inch Titan.
I know. Shit. Jesus Christ, people. Think about it before you buy a Titan. Friends don't let friends play Games Workshop anymore.
Apparently.
Or buy Games Workshop. You could play Games Workshop.
Unless you find it in a discount.
That's what I'm
bins.
Saying. You could.
You gotta hunt that down.
Yeah. I'm not saying you don't let them play it. You just don't let them buy it at retail.
Definitely not.
Even 10% off. Yeah,
10% off is not even good enough.
Go on eBay, find some shit that some like 12-year-old painted and really ruined, yep. And then try and clean it up and make it good for yourself.
Yes, that's the plan.
What the fuck? I mean, goddamn it, Dreadball. God damn it.
Extreme. It kind of reminds me of the D20 modern setting, which was a extreme dungeon, I think. Extreme dungeon. Where it made dungeons were built by corporations and teams of adventurers would go through dungeons and it was broadcast on television.
It doesn't sound like that bad.
No, it was kind of awesome.
It sounds like a good concept, actually.
It was kind of awesome. We played it with jamming 80s tunes, like Escape from New York.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And just like I put that on the soundtrack that just looped 80s, like 80s synth pop with no vocals. And it was just like, it's like I take the beholder out with my chainsaw axe.
I put $10 on that gentleman.
My dude was a fucking rock and roll wizard.
I put $10 on the convict. That's a Running Man reference.
I was a rock and roll wizard.
Were you?
Yeah.
Rock and roll wizard.
I had a guitar and I'd be like, billy, 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 magic missile. that's how I cast all my spells.
But were you extreme?
Of course I was extreme. I had a mohawk.
Of course I was extreme.
Yeah, I had a mohawk, dude. You can't be extreme without a mohawk.
Billy, 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 magic missile.
Which is actually funny that you say that because the characters in Dreadball Extreme
have mohawks. Extreme.
God damn it.
Do you remember the extreme craze from the 90s?
I do. Yeah. I mean, that lasted pretty much all the way
all up. All the 90s. Yeah. It's like all of it. Like from 90 to 2000.
By the way, I'm looking at just some stuff just to make sure that we cover everything. And there's like a little ad for the arena, whatever that fucking thing is called. Not Super Dungeon Explorer.
Oh. Arcadia Quest?
Arcadia Quest. And it's like 37 chibi miniatures.
Chibi. Chibi.
And like, what do you got to put that in there for?
Chibi dice.
Come on.
Yeah, chibi dicks.
Chibi dice. Chibi dice. All right, so I got nothing else I want to talk about. Do you have anything that you know for sure that...
That says.
Anything?
What?
Well, any gaming related
game stuff to talk about? Boss Monster is being reprinted soon, so there'll be more of that. And the expansion's already sold out. The expansion will be reprinted in late March. So, you know, hopefully you got yours. If not, you have to wait till late March. And if you still haven't picked up Boss Monster, what the hell is wrong with you? It's $25. It's a great game.
By the way, have you noticed that on you go to Tabletop Gaming News, right?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that like the people's
you know what I like the most about Tabletop Gaming News?
What?
Fucking Will Wheaton isn't on there. the tabletop shit, it's like never on there.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy about that.
Have you ever noticed that the people who's been doing, there's like a lot of podcasts on there, and the people who do it, like they've been commenting on each other's pictures that they put up for the podcast on each other's, like there's been like an ongoing like subtle thing in there, like one person will put up a meme, and then the next person put up
Zoidberg.
The Zoidberg.
Bad. Yeah, it should feel bad.
I've been noticing this happening. I don't know if it's us. I think we're gonna stay above it and just call everyone wieners, because the fact of all of their podcasts are bad. Because
I was up above it.
There's only one podcast you should be listening to, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the Michigan Poker
Hour. And that's the Michigan Poker Hour. 6 hours of solid poker. Dude,
with all the back episodes, you're looking at like 1930 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's literally more hours of Michigan Poker Hour out there than it's kind of ironic that it's called the Michigan Poker Hour and it's 4 hours long. It's kind of a misnomer, if you will.
Well, I mean, I guess the idea is to listen to it for an hour and pause it and
yeah.
then come back and
then come for another hour. Did they give this? I know I've never made it past an hour to Sal and what's his face give the Sal and Ray, do they give
They usually give a little signal.
They give a little signal?
Yeah.
Is it like, okay, guys.
We're taking a break.
We're taking a break. Gonna go get a Budweiser.
We're taking a break here. I'm going to go get myself a Miller. But what you got to do is you want to put yourself on the pause button. You hit the pause there, and then you want to come back in a later time and play it again for another hour, and we'll see you then.
All right. I know my keystone's cold. All of my casseroles are nice and hot.
Kathy, did you order the pizza?
What pizza?
The bacon and cheddar.
They don't have that anymore.
Oh, what the hell? We've got to write our state politician. we got to make sure the mayor knows about this.
There's two things I want my state to be: right to work and right to get bacon and cheddar on a pizza.
And right to own guns.
And a right
need
to
lots own, of guns.
Lots of guns. My feeling is that someday those dirty Canucks, when they run out of maple syrup in their maple syrup reserve, will come down here and take our maple syrup, even though we in Michigan only have Aunt Jemima that we get from Vermont, which would be much more smarter to invade Vermont. But I'm afraid that they're going to come and get us.
True story. I saw Dale out in his riding snowblower the other day, and he took a big tumble. I had to try and help him out. But you know what I found out? Turns out, Dale, he wears ladies' undergarments.
Well, I've heard that there's some people like that. I just won't let my kids talk to him anymore.
It's a little strange. I got to tell you that. I don't know if I want to invite him to the next poker night. He might be one of them preverts.
Yeah, it's definitely true. You can't trust a prevert.
Kathy, you order the pizza?
What pizza?
The bacon and cheddar.
I told you we don't have that anymore.
Well, order a different pizza then.
Which one?
I don't care. Bacon.
They don't have bacon.
How do you not have bacon? Order from another pizza place.
We're in Michigan. There's only two.
Order from the other one then.
They don't have bacon either.
I don't think I can go on, Ray.
This is the reason why I don't like ethnic food. Because they always run out of bacon. All right. We're done for today. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow us on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page. We put up stuff there. We talk about penises. Steve likes to make fun of neck beards. Even though he's growing some mighty mutton chops himself right now.
Hey, mutton chops are mutton chops, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm going for the fat Elvis look.
You are going for a fat Elvis look. I'm not going to lie there.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul on fire.
My little lady.
I think I figured out too. I want to ask you a question before we sign out.
What?
What is better, Beatles or Elvis?
They're two different animals.
I don't care. You can only pick one. It doesn't even have to be better. Pick one you would prefer to listen to. Beatles, Elvis.
I would prefer to listen to Beatles.
Okay. I prefer Elvis. And I think that is actually the defining question for everyone. And that's why our opinions do this.
Well, that's the whole question they do in Pulp Fiction. Are you Beatles or Elvis fan? The thing is...
Oh, yeah, that's true. They do that. They do that in Pulp Fiction.
The problem is that Elvis is easily defined into two separate categories. You have early Elvis and late Elvis, who are two very, very different animals.
Sellout Elvis.
I prefer late Elvis, where he's wearing the jumpsuit doing the karate on stage live via satellite from Hawaii, as opposed to early Elvis. But I do like early Elvis, too. Just early Elvis is like, I'm in a mood for early country, and that's a very rare mood for me to be in. I have a lot of early country rock and roll stuff that I like listening to, and that's definitely on there.
I generally lean towards older Elvis.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I have a lot
Vegas Elvis.
I have a lot Vegas of Elvis. Elvis is, I have a lot of Elvis at home. I also have a lot of Beatles at home. So
right. Well, I mean, it's just a preference thing. I mean, I hate the Beatles, but that's neither here nor there. It's just like I want to know your preference, because I found that people who I generally have like some agreement with, but we have like a little split, like a two passing ships in the night.
Yeah.
They usually choose the opposite. They usually choose the Beatles and I choose Elvis.
Yeah.
I mean, and people I have a lot in common with usually choose Elvis.
So ask me the question again. Ask me the question again.
Would you marry me?
No. The question of Beatles versus
Elvis. Right, would you prefer Beatles or Elvis?
Rolling Stones.
See? Then I would probably have absolutely nothing in common with you, because the Rolling Stones are awful.
Go back and listen to the Rolling Stones. I think you've been listening to too much late Rolling Stones. Anyway, like our Facebook page. It's chock full of neckbeardy goodness. Don't buy Games Workshop products. They're too damn expensive. Next cast is actually going to be after the local Games Plus auction, where I will give my state of
The Dragstar auction.
And the Dragstar auction.
You have to watch both now.
And I will give you my state of the Chicagoland gaming
sellers
address. So look forward to that. Anyway, so Steve, until next week. Oh, wait, you know what? I forgot. Mm-hmm. Like our sister podcast, the Pat's Retro Gaming Review podcast. You got to listen to it. He has a kid now, so you got to support him.
Oh, man. Goodbye, Pat. Godspeed.
I have a child. I'm out here recording all the time.
And what else do you do?
Play mini games.
Oh, yeah? How often do you do that? Once a month?
Once a week.
Once a week?
I've had a regular game now.
Oh, one regular game now?
Yeah. I also have a gaming night once a month where I stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Holy shit.
I didn't even know they still made 2 o'clock in the morning. I thought they discontinued it in 2008.
I was up
till
like 6 o'clock yesterday.
Well, no. I know 6 o'clock. I'm up at 6 o'clock.
I was still up, though. There was never a gap.
I don't think that they make anything past 11 o'clock anymore, but it turns out that there is a 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, Steve.
Yo, there's shows at midnight.
Yeah, but who the fuck wants to watch him?
Fair enough.
If I'm up that late, I'm looking at internet porn. So, Steve, until next time.
Did I do that?
Fucking Julia White.
Game classy.